Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. You know, it's really interesting watching all these Democrat vultures circle around us during a moment of opportunity for them, or perceived opportunity. And of course, that's exactly what they're doing with this tariffs issue, trying to completely blow it out of proportion and misrepresent it. And actually, speaking of misrepresenting it, you want to hear something wild? I keep seeing leftoids on X claim that what Donald Trump is doing is, quote, un-American. I mean, that's absolutely wild, and seriously, it's happening. Take a look at this tweet from Joe Walsh. Don't blame Trump for this. Blame every congressional Republican. They own this tariff disaster, too. In fact, they own every stupid, ignorant, cruel, authoritarian, un-American thing Trump does. Cowards, enablers, accomplices. Un-American. Are these people out of their damn minds? Because what Trump is doing right now is using the power of tariffs to protect U.S. industry, to bring jobs back home, and to hold foreign abusers accountable. I mean, that's literally got to be the most pro-American thing a president has done in the last 100 years. But these Democrats, who claim to be looking out for America and America's economy and the American working class, I guess now are advocating for selling out the American middle class to China. The simple fact is, at least the way I see it, these people have it completely backwards. And as they're painting this picture of doom and gloom, it seems as though the positive impacts of Trump's tariffs have actually already begun. Let me show you guys exactly what I mean by that. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Alright folks, so I laid the dynamic out, right? The Democrats are saying that Trump is acting against American interest, but if you listen to the messaging and if you listen to the logic, it seems like there's a disconnect there.
Bring your factory to the U.S.
Yeah, and obviously with the cars, all foreign-made cars, imports, are getting a 25% tariff starting at midnight. If half the cars coming into the United States are foreign-made, that's hard to turn around overnight, as you know. So what would you say to people in the auto industry who are worried about that timeline and how quickly that can shift?
Buy American.
And what about American-made cars and produced cars that are being made using foreign-made parts?
Well, I believe the USMCA is exempt.
Yeah, those that are compliant with this, obviously yes. Canada and Mexico are not on here.
Yeah, it seems the message is clear. It's exactly like Scott Bessent said, buy American. That's the whole point. That's what the tariffs are designed to do, to put pressure on foreign companies, on foreign governments, and reward American businesses that build, hire, and manufacture in America. Oh, it's going to be such a disaster for the American consumer. Is it really? Oh no, foreign imports are going to cost more, meaning you're going to have to spend money in America. Oh no, your money's not going to be shipped overseas to countries that freaking hate us anymore. No, instead you're going to have to buy products now that are made by American labor. It's the end of the world as we know it. Give me a break. It's a good thing, and you want to talk about results? Because I know the Democrats are just pointing at the stock market saying, oh, stock market red, therefore economy bad. But that really doesn't give us a whole outlook. You know, sure, why the market did post another pretty bad red day, some other stuff seems to be brewing beneath the surface that I'd say is worth talking about. Which, conveniently enough, the leftist media is working very diligently to pretend isn't happening or doesn't exist. Let's talk Ford for a second.
For the next couple of months, we're going to offer our customers the same deal that our employees get. And as you say, that's worth thousands of dollars. You come into our store, you get employee pricing. This is kind of to call a little bit of a timeout. We've heard some uncertainty from our customers, and we want them to be assured that Ford, the most American auto company, is going to do right by them, as are our dealers. We make the most cars here. We employ the most. We export the most. And so we here at Ford, we're in a good position to address customers' concern and give them a really great deal on a great vehicle.
Everybody expected prices to go up with the tariff announcements, but Ford just kind of did the opposite. And prices going up would make total sense. The components get more expensive. Everything gets more expensive for the manufacturer. Therefore, they pass the savings along to the consumer. But not Ford and Lincoln. They just announced employee pricing for everybody on almost every single model. And it's not like some generic $2,000 off and you have employee price type of deal. This is a plan. This is below invoice. It is thousands of dollars off. It's wild. This covers pretty much every model back there except for Mustang Super Duties, 25 Expeditions. There's a couple of them. But I mean, if you're looking for an Escape, an F-150, anything like that, it's going to be employee price, which is just shocking.
Yeah, Ford is offering employee discounts to every single American. They're slashing prices across the board on their entire fleet of vehicles. Why? Well, because Trump's tariffs are working. The landscape has completely changed, and companies like Ford are now seeing that, and they're trying to capitalize. Well, who do you think wins here? Is it BMW? Is it Kia? Is it Toyota? Honda? Genesis? Infiniti? Acura? Ferrari? Lamborghini? Mercedes? No. It's Ford. It's GM. It's Tesla. And guess who benefits? You, the American worker, the American economy. What What do you think happens if all of a sudden foreign cars are more expensive than American cars? Well, we're going to see an uptick for demand for American-made vehicles. And that has positive impacts for American steel, American labor, American factories. In other words, it's exactly what the American middle class has been asking for. And again, let's talk about that double standard, because it's the exact same thing that all these foreign nations that are now throwing freaking hissy fits, the exact kind of behavior that they engage in domestically. You ever been to Tokyo and seen a Ford? Have you ever spotted a Chevy in the middle of Paris? Or a Ram truck in the middle of Seoul, South Korea? Of course not, because their markets are protected, their markets are insulated. And again, that's exactly what this is about.
The Council of Economic Advisors, coupled with the United States Trade Representative, they have huge staffs of economists who study this and have been studying this for years. They put out the non-tariff trade barriers. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was talking to a trade minister of a big country, and I said, look, we can't sell cars in your market. You've got to do something to change that. It's obviously unfair. And at the very end of the conversation, the trade minister dropped his head and said these words. He said, fine, we will provide your car manufacturers the same subsidy we provide ours. Just think about that for a minute. So you've got all these countries, they charge a VAT or a consumption tax. What do they do with that tax? If they turn around and sell really cheap energy to their steel company, then their steel companies destroy ours, put ours out of business, and then all of the steel goes elsewhere, and we can't defend ourselves in a war. If they take that and give it back as a subsidy to their car manufacturer, then their car manufacturer actually has a cost of $40,000 when our car manufacturer has $50,000, and of course we're never going to sell a car. This is the reordering of fair trade. And what happens is people think it's all about tariffs. It's about those non-tariff trade barriers.
Well, it'd be nice.
That's what we are addressing now.
And you know, there's been a lot of focus on the chart that the White House released. People have been claiming, well, the numbers aren't accurate. They don't reflect the actual tariffs. And well, that's because they were calculated, accounting not only for direct tariffs, but also for non-tariff trade barriers. Basically, the point of those charts was to show the imbalance and also to reciprocate. You know, if you guys are going to close off your markets, well, then why can't we do the same? That's basically what Trump is saying. And also sending a message to the multinational corporations who have sold American labor out. And obviously, people are listening. Not only are foreign nations now panicking and trying to make deals with President Trump, but again, the domestic impacts are already apparent. American companies are going to start growing. And clearly they know this. Ford is making that play because they know they're going to be able to capitalize here. If foreign imports are now more expensive, they're going to be able to start selling more cars. And what does that mean? Well, it means it's time to start expanding manufacturing. And where's that manufacturing going to go? Well, thanks to the tariffs, it's not going to go to Canada or Mexico. And so it's going to Indiana.
General Motors spokesperson is now confirming there was a webcast to employees a short time ago. GM will be making operational adjustments at its Fort Wayne assembly, including hiring temporary employees to support current manufacturing and business needs. We continuously update and revise production schedules as part of our standard process of evaluating and aligning to manage vehicle inventory. This after initially Reuters was reporting on that webcast that they're going to be adding overtime hours for their employees, and they're going to be bringing some of that. They're going to be increasing the production of their light duty trucks at that American
fabulous
facility.
Oh, how un-American. Yeah, how un-American that is, right, leftoids? Get your heads out of your behinds. Trump is fighting for the American blue-collar worker, and we're already seeing the positive impacts. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys on this one. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.